Whether you're shopping for back to school or battle back to school, the one place to go is Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a podcast. Whenever you start your shopping with our link, robasawebsite.com/Amazon, or for our friends in Canada, it's robasawebsite.com/AmazonCA. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with another one of our Friday morning Facebook Live updates of the Big Brother live feeds here on August 5th, 2016. And we are ready to go here with our live feed correspondents, Alex Kidwell and Taryn Armstrong. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning, Rob.
Yes, we are ready to go to talk about the overnight action. Of course, spoilers, be warned. We're going to talk about the new HOH and potential nominees and what's coming up here for Big Brother this weekend. All right, how are you guys feeling today? Better than Big Meech?
Definitely better than Big Meech, considering Big Meech's performance in the HOH competition.
Yeah, well, excited to get into it. Of course, it's not necessarily an outcome that we were looking forward to. We had said right as we went off the air, it was down to Victor and Natalie, and ultimately, Victor becomes the HOH. If you were watching our live show last night, I ended up recording a couple minutes extra with Brent and Jordan Parhar in the audio version with our reactions. But let's just quick just get the reactions from you guys in terms of Victor. Here he is. He was gone in week two, but then he comes back sort of really under the radar, a forgotten person in the house, and now he's the HOH. Alex, your reaction to Victor being the HOH this week?
Well, my thought is, you know, he truly is Jon Snow. Although instead of being resurrected and being the prince that was promised to come back and kill all the White Walkers, he's this guy that just comes back and, you know, ruins the gender dynamic in the house.
Yeah. All right. Well, he is back. And of course, he is a big part of this guy's conglomerate. Taryn, what are we calling those guys? The executives? Is that what their name is?
The executives is the fake alliance of all the guys that they made to kind of make fun of Victor. But last night they made a sub alliance that is just PP and Victor that is called the board, because they're sort of like the board that runs the executives.
Yeah. Never before has an alliance name been so appropriate, for the board of the executives. So, well, when you say they made it, that's a joke. I don't get the joke. Why is the executives a joke for Victor?
Victor's nickname is exec, because he's like the executive of nobody.
What?
Even last night, Michelle was saying, Victor doesn't have a board. He's just an executive and nobody's supporting him, which was very funny considering they had just made that alliance.
Yeah. Okay. Well, somebody will have to fill me in on why that's a joke or what the humor is about that at some point. But all right. So we will not add joke writing to the abilities of the gifted Big Brother 18 cast. But okay. Victor is the HOH. And so, Alex, there was a lot of talk during the week that, okay, we need to set up this plan so that Z and Big Meech will vote to save Davon. And then that'll be obvious for the double eviction. That's two easy targets to go out. And then they do vote to save Davon. So where does that leave them on the Victor HOH week?
Ooh, the fix is in, Rob. The fix is in.
The fix is in.
The pot is boiling, I tell you. They're about to get dropped in pretty quick. Yeah, pretty very, very
quick
fast.
Pick.
It's happening. It's happening right now. If they don't act now, and unfortunately, their actions seem to be lamenting over their position and over the fact that they didn't see the Davon thing coming. They're not doing enough to be proactive about where this is going. They're spending too much time dwelling on where this is.
Now, Taryn, I know there was a lot of talk during the week of Victor saying, hey, throw me the HOH. Let me be HOH. I'll put up Z and Big Meech. That's who that we'll go after this week. But does Victor have any reason to want either of them gone? Or is this just his opportunity to prove himself to the other guys in the house?
He did have like a sort of run in with Michelle. I mean, it was dumb. It wasn't anything really. I mean, he doesn't like, he has reason to believe that they're gunning for him, that the guys have been telling him that those two girls are going to be gunning for him. And they're just, he's with the guys. Those are the people he's with, and the girls are the people he's not with. So he feels like, I've been evicted from the house. I don't care. I'm just going to roll with my guys and do what they say.
Okay. Of course, we're going to take your questions at the end of this show. So post them here on the Facebook page if you're watching us live. So, Alex, that the idea of a target this this week, I believe, is pretty fluid. So what are the dynamics of how this decision is going to ultimately go into who goes home this week? Or is there a backdoor target?
Well, that is kind of the beauty when you have full creative control in this position, is you can kind of, you know, put up the, you know, two people and just kind of let the chips fall where they may, or say we'll figure it out in a few days. Definitely, it seems like Michelle and Zakiya are going to go up, and some people would definitely prefer Zakiya gone. And it did seem like a few people would prefer Michelle gone. But interestingly enough, the more time she spends really making it evident that she's not someone who can handle heat in this game, the more she kind of cements her ability to stay this week over Zakiya, because she's simply...
We don't need no more heat, baby.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, Michelle can't take any heat. In this game, it's very evident that this is not pressure. Adversity is not going to be something she's responding well to.
Okay. So, Taryn, it always comes back to, what does Pauly want? So I know that Pauly has gone back and forth with saying, like, you know, if I'm being honest, I think it's time to get rid of Z. She's getting too close, getting too attached. I got to get rid of her. But when push comes to shove, is that what Pauly wants this week?
No, it's not. You know, I think a large part of that is Pauly kind of posturing, saying that he's willing to get rid of, being very, very clear that he's willing to get rid of Zakiya. But when it comes down to it, it's not this week. It's next week. You know what I mean? So he wants Michelle gone. He wants to keep Zakiya because he still thinks that he can use her down the line. And if Michelle is gone, he probably can.
What is the problem with Big Meech in terms of how the guys see her? Do they actually look at her as a threat, or is it just the fact that in Paul speak, she's sketch?
She's sketch. It was last week, the problem. She was doing fine until last week. She got way too attached to Devon. She really stood out from the crowd. She allowed herself to get too emotionally involved, and she voted the wrong way, and that made her stand out as a target. While people like Bridget assimilated with these guys, she stood out from the pack, and she doesn't have somebody like Pauly protecting her, so she's definitely in a lot of trouble this week.
And this has been a bit of a microcosm of Michelle's problem the entire game, is that she doesn't want to fake spending time with people she doesn't like. She'd rather spend time exclusively with the people she enjoys. And that's a problem. When you wall yourself up with the minority in the house, the majority can make plans that you're not involved in.
Is it possible, though, for Big Meech that, you know, she's so worried, like, I'm going to go up on the block, everybody's going to come after me, when she finally has that realization that her worst fear has come true? Don't you think that she could potentially hit bottom and maybe like, okay, this is my worst case scenario. It happened. I'm still in the game. And maybe that she's able to sort of like touch bottom and maybe come back up, Taryn, and maybe have a productive week?
I see that with somebody like Nicole, who operates on a very paranoid level, where like if she hit rock bottom, she would probably bounce back up. But Michelle, she just kind of wallows in it, right? Like when during the HOH competition, she threw up because she was too dizzy. She came down and she just cried for like 10 minutes about how she could have won this competition, but she was throwing up, and so that stopped her. And then she, like, that whole attitude continued the entire night. She was upset about Devon leaving. She was upset about losing the HOH. She was upset about being lied to. She wallows in everything that upsets her, and she doesn't really move past it. And that's kind of been a large failing in her game.
She's also upset that this was the HOH Ian one, so she wanted to win it for that reason. And yeah, she really kind of was going off on James, where like James is one of the few votes you really can maybe try to start working on. That's like the very base. You would think that, you know, James and Natalie, the two people who maybe were considering voting for Devon, would be the people you need to go to first. But instead, she's so caught up in everyone lied to me and I trusted you and stuff that she's alienating votes. Like, this is just not good.
Alex, do you think that we are headed towards a full Audrey's blanket week for Big Meech?
I don't know. She's definitely, I think, going to spend more time in bed once she's nominated. I would definitely expect that. I don't know how long it'll last, and I don't know. It'll be interesting to see if people are willing to, you know, knowing that she's not the target for some people this week, if they're more inclined to placate her as opposed to Audrey, who everyone just kind of avoided like the plague when she started, once it was clear she was the target. So, yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Taryn, one of the things I'm interested to see how it plays out is, so if it's going to be Z and Big Meech on the block this week, Z, as far as I know, doesn't realize that she's going up on the block, correct?
She was very concerned about it. Her and Michelle were talking about, like, we're probably going to go up on the block, but she has been told, like, oh, don't worry, you probably won't, but we don't know what Victor's going to do. He can do anything. So she suspects that it's definitely a possibility, but she doesn't know for sure now.
Yeah. I think she probably has hopes it might be Michelle and Natalie, especially after the way Natalie was just, I mean, really unabashedly begging Victor to drop in the HOH competition when it came down to the two of them. It was really pretty shameful. I mean, Natalie was very clearly moments from dropping herself. I'm in so much pain. Victor, please give up. Like, it's just terrible. He's not going to give up when you made it evident that you're done.
Mm-hmm. But
I mean, he wouldn't do it anyway. But
for Zakiya, if she goes up on the block here, do we see a chance that she ends up being freaking out about this and doesn't handle it well, especially after a week where she saw Devon go up on the block and everybody is like, Devon, don't worry. You're good. Nothing's going to happen to you. You'll be fine. It won't be sketch. Total friendship. Just go up on the block. You're the pawn. When Z starts hearing that same thing, does an alarm bell go off for her yet, Taryn?
If I had to guess, I'd say no, because I think Polly is going to be in her ear saying, don't worry, I've got you. Just chill. And she'll think, okay, I'll play Polly and let him protect me. And that will be like her motivation throughout the week. And so unless like Michelle gets taken off or something, I think she's probably going to stay pretty low key.
Okay.
And, you know, Rob, another big piece of this puzzle we haven't touched on, you know, we talked about how Paul maybe not the best liar, and we didn't think, you know, the body language and all this stuff wasn't very good. Michelle and Z apparently believe that Paul wasn't in on the plan to get rid of Devon. So that's a huge miscalculation that really, I think, is going to throw their strategic planning in the wrong direction, because they think Paul was screwed over somehow. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I had the feeds on when Michelle was in bed and Paul came in and was like, I don't know what happened. These guys, you know, they're pissed. Yeah, he was really trying to sell that to her.
Yeah, and it was
so
hard.
Obvious too.
Like, to listen to them talk, and she's like, you know, Michelle's crying. She's like, I'm just so, I feel bad for us, and I feel bad for Paul. And it's like, oh, don't feel bad for Paul. Dude's life is fine right now, man.
His life is fine. Okay. And then in terms of James and Natalie, do they have a horse in this race, Taryn?
Between Michelle and Zakiya?
Yeah.
James would prefer Michelle to go. Like Alex said, they had a sort of thing about, like, he tried on her jacket and she was upset about that. She was upset that he lied about the vote.
Why did she get upset really about get him trying on the jacket?
She was feeling petty. And apparently he didn't, it's not like he picked it up and put it on. She left it in the DR and he brought it out like on their behest. And she saw him wearing it. It was like, can you take that off, please? Thank you. Like,
yeah.
Michelle, these are voters.
Yeah.
And you might need them this week.
Yeah. I mean, part of me is like, okay, maybe let's see some sort of like resistance with Big Meech and Z, really like trying to get something together. But part of me is just like, it's a lost cause. Like, I wonder if we might just be better off with, okay, Michelle goes out on Thursday and then Z goes out in the second part of the double eviction. And at least let's just get to the next part of the game, because I don't see these two waking up and being a part of any sort of counter movement to the leadership in the game, Alex.
Yeah, it's pretty tough to envision a scenario where that happens. And it's disappointing, because you're right. We're watching in quick succession women go out who had this game in a very, very strong position at one point.
Yeah. Taryn, has there been any talk about the care package and any speculation about who might be getting it today?
I mean, they always talk about it, but they all think that to some extent, they all think that they're the ones that are going to get it, right? But no, I mean, there hasn't been like anything major.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think James makes a lot of sense for that, especially given Natalie winning the first one. Yeah. I think that would not surprise me.
Do you think that might shine a light on him in the House in terms of what people are thinking about in terms of a backdoor target?
It could. I don't know if it'll, you know, people just don't seem to really need to. There doesn't really seem to be the sense of urgency because there's not like a mounting opposition that's really presenting any kind of timetable. There's just a bunch of, you know, people running for the hills, so to speak. So do you need to take out James now? Not necessarily. You can probably get him next time. You can maybe take one out of Michelle and Zakiya and then take one out of James and Natalie. And, you know, although the thing is, the guys are getting along well with James. So it's something he's done really well. You know, he's got a good social game. We've got to give him that.
Yeah. And then, Taryn, we talked about the showmance with James and Natalie, where they're landing. Do Nicole and Corey have a horse in this race out of the Michelle versus Z vote?
Not too much. I think that they will probably end up going wherever Polly points them to, just because Corey will go and then Nicole will likely follow. Nicole doesn't have too much of a preference here anyway, so I don't think she'll feel the need to voice much of an opinion. And as far as James goes, something that should be noted is that he very obviously threw the HOH competition, which really ticked the guys off, because they were really like hoping that he would win this for him. And they were saying, what a selfish move by James. We really need to start looking at James soon to take him out and maybe take Natalie a little further, because they see Natalie as a weaker player. So like, even though Natalie stuck in that HOH competition for so long, showed just how strong she is in these competitions, the fact that James obviously threw it makes them even more scared of what James is capable of.
And that's the thing. It's like, James, when you show what you can do for 5-6 hours in these endurance comps, and then you fall off really quickly in a not very convincing fashion, you set yourself up.
Yeah, I do think that Natalie potentially being the winner has to be one of the scenarios that we have to be hoping for here. One of the few happy endings that we can envision at this point in Big Brother 18. Okay, so I want to get a couple of questions in from you guys, if you have any, here on the Facebook page. Lawson on the Facebook page wants to know, what are the chances that James goes in the double eviction again this season? Alex, do you think that there's a possibility that James goes out in the double eviction? Of course, last season, I believe that he went out in the famous Johnny Mac and Steve are losers night, that they had the opportunity to potentially blindside one of the Nolan twins. Instead, James goes out instead of Johnny Mac in the second part of that double eviction.
I think it might have been Meg.
What did I say?
But it was James in the first part. So I think it was the night of James anyways. Yes. But I could definitely see it. James is the kind of guy that you maybe do want to take in a double eviction, because you don't want to give him a week to, you know, or opportunities to try to, you know, save himself. He's proven he's capable in competitions. And he's also someone that, you know, people are more wary of his social game than, say, a Michelle or a Bridget, or what he might be able to do with a week of time to talk to people. So I could definitely see his name coming up more likely in a scenario where they know a double is upon them.
But Taryn, on podcasts, we talk about, like, okay, in a double eviction, you want to make sure you get out somebody who's a threat. But is that how the players also look at it when they spend all this time talking about double evictions? Is that how they pick their target for a potential double eviction?
Oh, definitely. They always talk about, we need to save this person for a double eviction. Like, this is somebody that needs to go in a double. And that can be somebody who's like a big target, somebody who's a big comp threat, or somebody who just knows a lot of information, right? And that's really the most important person to get out. Somebody that could spend the entire week throwing your name under the bus. You want to get them out in a flash. And so James is definitely somebody, if the guys want to turn their back on him, they want him gone immediately. They don't want to give him a chance to talk about the executives and the guys and all the stuff that they've been doing. So I would think that there's definitely going to be the thought in their minds, let's maybe think about James in a double.
Okay.
I'd call this the Judd effect, Rob.
The Judd effect. All right. Drew on Facebook wants to know, what will Victor do if Michelle wins the power of veto? Taryn, has that been talked about yet?
Yes. Paul is pushing to put up Bridget because he still doesn't like Bridget. He still doesn't trust her. Victor is more thinking about Natalie, and Polly was kind of pushing Natalie. I would guess it will be Natalie if Michelle comes off, or Zakiya comes off. Okay. Which is the right move, because with this vote cancellation, they don't want to risk having somebody up there that James and Natalie can flip on and then send Bridget out.
And part of the mistrust when it got down to Victor and Natalie at the end there was the knowledge that they were fighting at the time. I think, you know, like going into the live show, Victor farted on her or something like that. And now it's like, there was a little bit of tension there where there was reason to think they couldn't let the other one win.
Okay. Amber wants to know who would benefit the most from this care package. Alex, can you envision a scenario where potentially canceling out two of the votes might change the outcome this week?
I haven't spent enough time thinking about it yet, but it's tough to see. The problem is that Zakiya and Michelle just haven't really maintained relationships on the level that they've needed to throughout the game. They kind of, similar to what Davon did, but to a lesser degree, have, you know, got themselves in a good position and then rested on their laurels strategically in many senses. So without legwork, it's hard for me to see where it would be done. It's tough. Mm-hmm.
The scenario is if one of them comes down, if one of Bridget or Michelle or Zakiya comes down and Bridget does go up in their place, then James and Natalie, if James has the vote canceller or one of Michelle and Zakiya has the vote canceller, they can flip, have three votes, use the vote canceller and send Bridget home instead of either Zakiya or Michelle. I don't think that's particularly likely, but it's the only scenario where there's going to be any sort of effect, I think.
I mean, Alex, is there enough of a possibility that there could be a fracture between the executives in terms of who ultimately goes out this week? If Paulie is pounding the table that it needs to be Michelle that goes out, but Paul really wants to get Zakiya out, is there any possibility that that could begin to be the start of a crack between these guys?
I don't really see it. I think the problem is that these guys really are playing as a unit at this point. They're really thinking about the team. And you saw last week that Paul was willing to acquiesce on Bridget on his own HOH week. And that was the person he really wanted out. But he definitely went with Paulie's plan. So I think that speaks to why the guys are getting it done here when the girls couldn't. Is the girls were putting their foot down in terms of who needed to go. And when they disagreed, they started turning on each other. Whereas the guys are just willing to be like, all right, man, well, that's fine. We'll get your target this week. I'll get mine next week kind of thing. And that's what you need to do in this game. It's give and take to maintain these relationships.
Yeah.
I do think this could be like an Adele moment where, you know, last week, Paulie was promising Paul, like, I know you want Bridget out, but we're going to take Day out first. We'll get Bridget next week. And now this week, every time Paul brings up Bridget, Paulie immediately shuts it down. And then when Paul brings up Zakiya, Paulie's now talking about, well, maybe Michelle instead. I feel like Paul might start to think, okay, am I having any input into this whatsoever? I don't think it'll have an immediate effect, but down the line, he might start thinking about this and he might pull an unsuspecting move on an unsuspecting Paulie.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And what could that move be? To keep Michelle in the house and get rid of Zakiya?
No, like later in the game, like with John and Netta, like down the line, where if Paul is in a position where, you know, Paulie needs him to do something, Paul might turn around and say, hey, you know what? You didn't have my best interests in mind those 2 weeks ago. I'm going to do what I want here and it's going to screw you over.
The straws that we grasp at after 8 weeks into Big Brother 18.
Never know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then Paula Jones wants to know, would Victor be more loyal to Paul rather than to Paulie if it came down to it? Alex, okay. Let me ask you the Spider-Man question, okay? If Paul is drowning and Paulie is drowning and Victor can save one, who does he save?
Definitely Paul. Paul didn't get him out of the house.
Friendship.
You know, in the back of Victor's head, that's always going to be there. Paul really is a pretty powerful link between the two of them, I think. And Paulie's done a lot to bridge that relationship and getting good with Victor now. But I think without Paul, that relationship could change potentially drastically. So that is kind of interesting.
Okay. All right. So we will see how this all plays out. Nominations coming later today, followed by the veto. We'll also have this care package dropped on the house. So certainly the possibility that maybe some fireworks ensue at some point over the next 48 hours until Taryn Armstrong and I are back live once again this Sunday night. If you didn't have a chance to check out our eviction show, you could check out me, Brent, myself, Brent, and Jordan Parhar on the live show from Thursday night, plus much more going on. And of course, if you are getting ready for the Olympics, we've got we have an Olympic preview podcast with Akiva Whitaker and Haley Strong up on Reality TV Rehab. Sorry, that's going to do it for us here today. Anything else, guys?
I can't think of anything, sir.
Have a great weekend, everybody. You have a hashtag to put out there, an Adele moment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag good. Adele moment.
I was before the show, I wanted to use Foot and Mish, but it never came up.
Oh, no. Let's not do that. All right. I think a lot of people are going to be confused that are listening to this podcast, Aaron, when you're talking about an Adele moment. People will think you're going to be talking about, like, oh, yeah, the singer. I love Adele.
Wake up, America.
Yeah. Hello, it's me.
That's probably an existing hashtag.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Take care.